Hey, how are you doing today? I checked the previous shift logs and your vitals look good. You just need to hold tight for another week or so. You're lucky we live in a time when new organs can be easily produced. Then we can get all those tubes out from you and get you out of this boring isolation room. Although I guess I shouldn't be saying we. I'm being transferred. Promoted, too. It's a big opportunity, really. I tried to get it delayed a little bit, but it's kind of an urgent thing, so this will be my last shift as your nurse. I'm kind of sad, actually. You've been here so long that I wanted to see this through to the end. You know, get some closure and all that. All right, so let me check your vitals now. You don't mind if I keep you up a little longer, do you? You do seem to enjoy our time together, and it is our last night. And you are my only patient for tonight, so you will probably be sick of me before the night is through. Okay, your pulse is fine. It's very strong, all things considered. Your blood pressure, too. I'll draw some labs from you because you're due, but I think the machines are doing a good job keeping your baseline. So, I was looking at your chart and I noticed that you haven't been given a sponge bath today. It's not normally something we do on night shift, but I wouldn't mind giving you one if you'd like. I suppose I could use more practice on it. It won't be any trouble for me at all. Let me just draw some hot water then. It's been a while since I've done this, but I think you'll feel better afterward. And when one of my patients feels better, I do too. And just between you and me, you're probably my favorite patient ever. Okay, tell me if the water is too cold or too hot. Good, I double-checked it. But I tend to like it hot. At home, I can just sprawl out in a nice hot tub for hours, only moving to warm up the water a little bit. I just love lying there, letting the soapy water caress me. Well, I can't promise you the same experience with a sponge and some hot water, but I will try and make this memorable for you. I'll definitely do a better job than those girls who work on days. For instance, they don't want to clean their patients all over, especially their male patients. So some very important areas get neglected, and you're already at high risk of infection. So you don't mind if I'm especially thorough, do you? It'll just take a minute. I am a nurse. Just let me do my job. There. That feels good, doesn't it? Oh, don't worry about that. That's a perfectly normal response to what I'm doing. So don't feel embarrassed at all, okay? I'm not offended at all, either. That's what's to be expected when I'm so thorough. I wasn't expecting such a healthy response, but I am pleasantly surprised at how healthy you are, that is. And it being like that does make it easier to clean. You've been in here so long, too. I'm sure you haven't had a chance to properly attend to your needs for a while since you've been here. You're probably worried that all these machines might notice what's going on. Well, let me turn the monitors off for just a little bit. We can say I took you out for a stroll. Or maybe you were afraid someone might walk in on you. A doctor, or a technician, or someone like me. But honestly, I wouldn't have minded. Everyone does it. You know those baths I was telling you about? I do it all the time in there. It's half the reason they last so long. And my bath last night, it was extra long and extra special. I was in there, half asleep and touching myself, and suddenly I was thinking about you. It wasn't very professional of me, and it caught me off guard with my being sleepy and all, but it was so exciting. You should have seen me. There was water splashing everywhere when I was done. I shouldn't have done it, of course. Sometimes nurses do fall for the patients. They do warn us about it. It's completely unprofessional. which I think is what made it so hot. The sponge bath has definitely reached an unprofessional level as well. And what I want more than anything is to make this a whole lot worse, while making the both of us feel so much better. If you'd like to, at least. It won't be easy with this small bed and all the tubes and wires going into you, but I love more than anything to give it a try. Thank you. Now just keep lying there while I take care of you. And me. Now hold still. Deep breath. Hold it. I promise this won't hurt a bit. We'll take it nice and gentle. We wouldn't want to knock loose any tubes or any more wires or cause any damage to your stitches, but that's okay. There's a lot you can do just by going slow and with the right movement and the right muscles. Slow makes it special, too. It'll make it last longer, and I want this to be memorable for the both of us. You like it, don't you? Elevated breathing. You're not plugged into the monitors, but I can feel your heartbeat inside of me. Getting so fast now. And a little exercise is good for you. And these beats. This beats walking up and down the corridor, doesn't it? A little faster now. I think you're well enough to handle it. Handle me. We can't go slow and gently the entire time, can we? I know your limits now, at least physically. Let me take you over one of those. Take us both over. Better than anything I imagined last night in my bath, or any of the dreams I pretended I didn't have. Let me just get off you now, just as gently as before. Looks like I need to clean you off some more now. I can't have you like that all night, or let the day shift see that, assuming they looked that closely. When your breathing and other vitals return to normal, I'll attach the monitors again. Thank you for that. I've never done anything like that, or likely will ever again, but I have no regrets. I hope you don't either. You need to get some sleep now. Hopefully what we did will help with that. And this is a long shift, so I will be back to check on you in a few hours. If anything unusual should come up at that time, I'm sure I can find an appropriate treatment.